what's going to be Ezuhi Shigagashua's Bitri Lishava? Whereas, where is there a case now, the question we asked before, where is there a case, according to Rabbi Kiva, Yechai of a Korbin on a Shigagash Bitri Lishava? A case that you said yesterday I ate. And Rashi, the question was this. Idiyada, you swear right now that yesterday you ate. Now, if you know really you did not eat yesterday, Mezidu. You were Mezidu. You're not Chai of a Korbin, you're Chai of Malkus, that's all. Right, so the crux is vanilla. You have to forget. If the person does not know right now, he really thinks that yesterday he did not eat. He's swearing yesterday I did not eat, and he really thinks that way. If so, honest, it's like the Gemara before, he's an honest. That's not called Hodim B'Shvua. At the time when you're making your Shvua, you think 100% is true, so there's no Sheker here. So it's called an honest, you should be Potter. Or Malay, the answer is like this. The Yom of the person says, Yodeyani sheshvua zu asura. Like he knows really yesterday he did eat. And he's swearing now that I did not eat yesterday. So he knows the fact that he's saying an issa right now. This much he knows. So you're not called an honest. So the question is though, you're amazed then. If you know clearly that yesterday you did eat, how can you swear you did not eat? That's what he forgot. He thought there's only a lav involved. So what? I said a shvua shekem. He does not know, though, that Yechai the Korban. And that's called the Shoigik, and therefore Yechai the Korban. Come on, who does this go like then? Kun Munvah, that's Munvah Svara, that he says in the Sefer Shabbos. The Yama, Shigagas Korban, Shemesh Gogam. The person knows that by doing a Malach on Shabbos, Yechai, he thinks Shon Yechai the Malkus, or else a Korban, or else Korus. For he does not know that Yechai the Korban. In such case, Munvah says, that's called the Shoigik. So therefore, that's the case, Yechai the Korban of here, Lishavar. If you swear that yesterday I ate, and really you know you did not eat, but you did not know Yechai the Korban, so that's called the Shkoga, and therefore you are Chai the Korban. Our first Mishnah only goes according to Munvaz. Other Gemara says, no. Fidel Tainer Rabban, it could be even according to the Rabban that argued here on Shabbos. And they said, by Shabbos, that's not called the Shoigig. Since you know this is a Malacha, you know Yechai, just you did not know there's a Korban, you're part of the Korban. But maybe at kind of like Ligi Rabban led the Munvaz one, the Rabban Ajan Munvaz, and the Potter Akula, like for Shabbos, other places. The Lav Chiddushum. Here there's no Chiddush that Yechayiv Korban. Other places that the May said Yechayiv Korus, learn off an Avoid Zara, that Yechayiv Korban. Aval Hoch, over here by Shvuah, there's a tremendous Chiddush. The Chiddushum. So the Cholat, the Akula, the Ashkechon Lav, the Maisi Korban. All over, just a regular Lav, is not Mechayiv Yubashogaz and Korban. The Afin and the Avodah Zorah, it has to be a Chayiv Misa, at least a Chorus, it has to be involved. For Hawk over here, by Yeshua's Bitur, there's no Chorus, there's no Misa involved. If you do it, then maybe it's just a lot, you get Malkus. And still here, the Torah says, V'nelam, Yechayiv HaKorban El B'Yerid. Rauch in Maisi. So since there's a Chiddush here, in this Chayiv HaKorban Shvua, Afin and Rabbanan Noida. Could even the Rabbanan agree, like we had a Rebu before, according to Rabbi Kiva, Yechayiv HaKorban even L'Shavar. So where is the case to Lishava Yechai the Korban? Either Pasuk also says, Odin Mishvua, you have to know what you're doing. So it must be that a Shogeg, you forgot that there's a Korban that's also called a Shogeg. You know you're swearing false, but you do not realize that Yechai the Korban, that's also called a Shogeg. That's part of this Kiddush, a Shvua's Bitu that Yechai with a Shigagas Korban. Boy Mene Ravina Merova. Nishpa Al Kikar, somebody swore that he will not eat his bread. Umistakin Alei. And later becomes a mokum sakona, like his mom is starving away, the doctor says.
All right, we'll continue on the next tape. We'll stop here.
Now, what the loch is?
Yeah, we're holding daf chov vov from a base, and five lines down. That boy mene ravina merova, nishpal ki kasama mene shvua, not eat his bread, or mistaken aleho. And now it became a mokum sakona if he does not eat his bread.
And later becomes a mokum sakona, like his mom is starving away. The doctor said, if you do not eat this bread, you'll die. And then he eats it. Now, what's the loch? Is he chayav a korban or not? The Mor says, mistaken, literally now, what's your question altogether? He's mutter, he's allowed to. Now that he's a mistaken, he's a sakona, it's mutter. Rashi says, v'chivin diyak, v'yotla kamon, shorinilei, v'chachilu, he would ask us. Listen, I'm going to die now if I do not eat this bread. And I made a shvua. Can I eat it? We're going to tell him yes. He's now kiyokal or delim shvua. Now that he ate it and he forgot about the shvua, lo yogur al shvosei. But here the case was, the person forgot that he swore and he ate the bread. So normally, he's chai the korban. But here the case is he became a sakona. If he did not eat it, he would die. And that's why he ate it. Even though we forgot the shvua. He says, treat in such a case, you'll be potter from a korban. Since if you would ask us right now, we would tell him, very good, go and eat it, he can't be chayav a korban. Ella, my question is like this. Mitztayi the ochla. There's a person in the morning made his shvua, I'm not going to eat this bread. Throughout the day, he became very mitztayi, very hungry. And he has a big desire to eat it. He will not die if he does not eat it, just he's very hungry. And the person forgot the shvua, and he ate it. But this is this. So, what's the question? That here, even if he would have remembered the shvua, still he would have eaten the bread. Because he's a mitztayer, he knows himself, no matter what, I'm hungry now, I want to eat it, I'm going to eat it. But he ate it, and he forgot the shvua. Says, yichayev a korban or not? El mitztayer v'yochla b'shivagash shvua mai. He forgot about the shvua, what's the halacha? Or Malay, he said, in such a case, he's potter from a korban. To me, we learn. Shev miyidosoi, miyidiyosoi, mevi korban. Ha'ashid gosoi. If when you did the chet, you were shaygit. Meaning, if he would have told you at that time, it's a chet, you would have stopped. That's called shev miyidosoi. As soon as you know, or if you would have known it's an avero, you wouldn't have done it. You only did it because you forgot. Then you chayv a korban. But loy shev miyidosoi, if we would have told you, you're not allowed to eat this bread. Still, because of your tsar, you're pain, you're hungry, you know, you still would have eaten it. Ain't it made the korban Hashem Gosrei? In such a case, even though you were shaygay, still you'd be part of an korban. Omar Shmuel says, Goma beliboi sarach sheyotzi v'svotah. Even though a person makes up in his mind, he thinks very strong, I'm going to make a shvua that today I'm not allowed to eat. But as long as he did not speak it out from his mouth, there's no shvua. Shneimer, the pasuk says, levatei disvosayim. You have to speak it out from your lips. You have to hear it. If you do not speak it out, the Levi says no shvua. The rest of him will hate the svasa vein shvua. Next, I have a question. It says this was sayin true v'loy v'loy. That's what I understand. But now, goma believe it. How do I know? Even if you just think in your heart to make the shvua is chal. Talmud Lema. The post says l'chol asher yivata de mishvua. Any type of a shvua you make, you chayiv on even v'loy. So there's two questions here. First of all, hagufa kash, it's a fear in the price itself. Or Master, first you start off saying, this was saying the labeling. Master, in your heart, there's no such shrua. Rather, Master, then you tell me no. Gama bleed him in ayin, you have a pasuk. So it's a fear in the price itself. Not only it's a fear to the drush before, but it's a fear in the price itself. I'm Rav Shesha, so hold on, kash, this wouldn't bother me. Hold on, because this is what the price is saying. This was saying the loy shagama bleed by, loy tzi, this was sub loy haitzi. The person thinks in his heart that I'm going to speak out the shvua. Not that, and he didn't speak it out then, for sure it's no good. But what's going to be goma b'libay stam? He thinks in his mind right now, that's it. In my mind, I'm thinking that I'm swearing that today I can't eat. He does not think that he's going to speak it out. He stops right there. He thinks in his mind right now, today I want to have this shvua and not eat. I mean, how do I know that is chal? Talmud Rebbe, the book says, l'chol asher yivata ha'adam. So Mashmi could make a shvua b'libay. So according to Kasha and Shmuel, that Shmuel says, Goma b'libay, sarach t'yot mitzvotah. Hill with Shmuel Kasha, but the thing about Shmuel. Omar Rav Sheshe, Trish them, it's like this. Hochi, this was Sayim Shmuel meant to say, V'loi Shagoma b'libay lo hoitzi, paschitim v'hoitzi paschitim. Not in the case we wanted to speak out paschitim, and it slipped, and he said paschitim. That's not called a good Shvua. V'loi Shagoma b'libay, because he thought to say one thing, and he spoke out something else, that's no good. But what's going to be goma b'lib loitzi paschitim? He thought in his mind he wants to ask for paschitim. Loitzi pastam, minan the day of the shvui is chal, tam loy melechol ha-shei yivat odom. Any type of a shvui you make, it's okay. So go with the stam, today shvua, the gma libra minayin. So what's the answer now? The shvua, I'm going to refer to it, I'm going to do with the bright from it today. This, in both cases, you speak it out. Just the question is, what do you think in your mind? If you think in your mind to say chitim, and by mistake you speak out pasarim, there it's not chal. But if you think in your mind you want only ask a paschitim, and now you say pastam, there it's chal, it's not the opposite of what you said. But you have to speak it out. Without speaking out, nothing is chal. Next, I have a still question to Shmuel. It says, Moitzis vasecha tishmov yasisam, ein liyele shreitzim isvosav. There's only you spoke it out, Rashi says, gabi noidil lahovi korbing sig, is by bringing a korban. So only if you speak out, you mechayiv yourself a korban. Goma b'libay minayin, just in your mind, you faint to bring a korban. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, kol nediv leiv. Even with a leiv, you could think to bring a korban. So you see, with leiv, you can make a neder to bring a korban. Mertz is true. Shani yosim yosiv kol nediv leiv. There's an extra pasuk here. For the more of an enigma, they learn off from it all over every neder, every shvua you can make believe. No, mishum the every truma of a kodeshim. There's also a chiddush by truma, you could be master truma believe. So it says it twice in the Torah, and the klal is shnei ksuma b'ank yechon. The whole shnei ksuma b'ank yechon ayim alamdin. We cannot learn that from over here.
Smor is, that's very good. Honey, chalaman di yomein malamdin. How did Shvili kill it out? El aman di yomein malamdin. Mike Lemem, what could you say? Smor still says, have you chulim v'kodeshim? Over here, I tell you, these two cases are kodeshim. The case of truma. In the case of regular korban, that's kodeshim. So by kodeshim, we said the chiddush believe you could make a neder. But chulin over here, our case of regular shvuas chulin, the chulin mikodeshim like amrina, we cannot learn out chulin from kodeshim. So therefore, we cannot learn out from these two cases. Therefore, by us, by shvuah, the klal of the chol asher yivat to adam, you have to speak it out. A shvuah is only chal b'peh and not believe.